I'm Alexandra DeTrolio. The Supreme Court vacated a ruling by Washington State against a florist who refused to make flower arrangements for a same-sex wedding. The justices sent the case back to Washington Supreme Court with instructions to take another look, taking into account the ruling in the case of the Masterpiece Cake Shop that was given earlier this month. In that decision, the justices sided with the baker, saying that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had shown a hostility towards religion in the way they handled the case. The attorney for the florist in the Washington case has made a similar argument. A judge in California has ordered border authorities to reunite families and children within 30 days, unless they are younger than 5, in which they must be reunited within 14 days. The judge also ordered a nationwide injunction on any further family separations, unless a parent is deemed unfit or doesn't want to be with the child, and that within 10 days there needs to be phone contact between parents and children. The ruling stemmed from a lawsuit the American Civil Liberties Union filed in March over a 7-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy who had been separated from their mothers. A federal judge in Virginia has ruled against Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, in his request to throw out the charges brought against him by special counsel Robert Mueller. Manafort had argued that Mueller stepped beyond his authority because the charges are not related to the investigation into the presidential election, but the judge disagreed, saying Mueller's appointment as special counsel gave him the power to go after other crimes that came out of the investigation. Mueller has charged Manafort with tax and bank fraud charges, and a trial is scheduled to take place next month. During a hearing last month, the judge's skeptical comments and direct questioning had led some to believe the case may get dismissed. Bishop Robert Munch of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has retired, and Pope Francis named Bishop Michael Duca of Shreveport, Louisiana, as his successor. Bishop Munch, who has been at the head of the Baton Rouge Diocese, is 75 years old, which is the age canon law requires a resignation. Pope Francis has also appointed an apostolic administrator to run the Syro-Malabar Archdiocese in India. While Cardinal George Alan Cherry will still hold the title of Major Archbishop, Bishop Jacob Manithadath, as the new apostolic administrator, will be the effective head of the diocese. The Archdiocese of Syro-Malabar has been experiencing infighting and financial issues, and it is the first time in the history of the Asian Church that the Vatican has suspended the administrative powers of all the bishops in a diocese. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.